1058.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. The American dollar will, in the future, no longer be the currency that the nations trade with. This is out of CryptoPolitan.com. Why is the BRICS expansion such a huge threat to SWIFT and the U.S.? Provided by CryptoPolitan. The expansion of BRICS, a coalition of emerging national economies, is stirring up a financial storm, particularly for the U.S. and the global SWIFT payment system. The growing influence of BRICS, now encompassing nine nations, is poised to reshape global financial dynamics. The alliance isn't just expanding its membership, it's challenging the long-standing dominance of the U.S. dollar in international transactions. And because of this shift of the nations to using their own currencies and de-dollarizing, we are in a global conflict. What's happening in the Middle East is because some of the Middle East nations are going to de-dollarize. When Gaddafi and Saddam Hussein, when they decided to use an alternate payment system such as gold, Russia, when it decided to de-dollarize in 2014, you don't do that. Empire won't allow it. The globalists that have ruled the world since the end of World War II won't allow the nations to use their currencies. I'll continue with the article. The move to settle cross-border payments in local currencies rather than the U.S. dollar could significantly undercut the volume of global SWIFT transactions. I'll explain what the SWIFT system is in a little bit. The shift away from the dollar dominance. Florida Senator globalist Marco Rubio highlighted the potential impact of BRICS expansion on the U.S. dollar and SWIFT. You see, most of the Republicans in the government, whether state or federal, as the de-dollarization plan is becoming more effective, it threatens not the government of the United States of America only. It threatens Rubio, pretty much all of the Democrats, the Rhino Democrats, the Republicans, because this dollar system is the system that they have used to become wealthy. If the dollar is devalued, the nations don't use the dollar, then the dollars are going to be less valuable. And to trade internationally, eventually you lose purchasing power on the international market, internationally. They can't allow that. Rubio can't allow the dollar to be a second, a third world currency. But this is what will happen. The change is not just a financial strategy, but also a geopolitical maneuver to reduce reliance on Western-led financial systems. The expansion essentially doubles the size of the alliance, making it a formidable counter to the American and European financial dominance. The BRICS members are not only pooling resources, but also exploring new avenues for financial interactions. The claim is to offer developing nations viable alternatives to the Western financial model. The Western financial model is a Rockefeller model. John Jr., David, and Nelson, and the rest of the brothers. This is a Rockefeller model. So, a viable alternative to the Rockefeller financial model. This approach is not only just about diversifying economic ties, but also a strategic move to create a more balanced global financial landscape. And we will be back. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Mountain High Floors has been Northern Colorado and Southern Wyoming's floor experts for over 30 years. Whether you need new hardwood, sand and finish, laminates, or tile and stone, Mountain High Floors will give you the unsurpassed quality and service you deserve. We do residential, commercial, and custom work. Call 970-545-2844, mention KHNC, and get a 10% discount up to $200. Again, that's 970-545-2844.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Urban survival is more than just a well-stocked pantry. It's preparations for contingencies that separate winners from losers. Be sure to attend the Longmont Survival Expo, March 2nd and 3rd at the Boulder County Fairgrounds. It's Northern Colorado's premier event featuring thousands of survival products and subject matter experts. The event will be held in the exhibit building at 9595 Nelson Road, Longmont, Colorado. Phone number 970-581-5231.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
You've been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. You have to carefully monitor your health for the rest of your life. And you have an increased risk of developing cardiovascular disease.
Cut. Take two. Action.
You've been diagnosed with a new purpose, to fight for the amazing life you've made for yourself. To look that risk of heart disease square in the face and say, no, not me. You've been given a new opportunity to live. Get started at nodiabetesbyheart.org.
I see that worried look upon your face. You've got your troubles, I've got mine. She's
And someone else is taking the place of American economic dominance, the multipolar world nations. This is going to affect all of the, well, it's going to affect every financial every financial institution in this country. The dollar is going to be replaced. The process has begun. Presently, the federal government / World Economic Forum, the continuity of government, anything that attacks the system faces continuity of government. Continuity of government, the intelligence agencies, the War Department, the Federal Bank, the every system in the federal government is part of the continuity of government. It will stay alive. It cannot, there'll be no demise of the federal government. And the United States, these nations have threatened our dominance economically. So we have already begun the campaign to punish every nation in the BRICS plus nation systems. Russia, China, nations in the Middle East, Saudi Arabia, Iran, every nation. Nations in Africa, nations in South America. It's in the Bible. It's in Jeremiah chapter 51. There is a nation that God calls the hammer, the sledgehammer, the wrecking ball that will destroy the nations. And one of the main reasons this empire will destroy the nations is because it is being challenged, its authority, the power, hegemic ownership and rule of the world is being challenged, and it's through finance. It's a biblical principle. I'll give you the biblical principle for those that aren't familiar with principles in the Bible. When God chose Abraham and his family to be the families to represent God in the future, there was a mechanism called sanctions that God would use on his with his people, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and then down to King David, through the kings of Israel. It would be sanctions. The best way to explain it, Donald Trump, there were sanctions placed on China, which really restricted China in her momentum as far as a global agenda, agendas. It restricted Russia, the European countries, sanctions because they weren't paying their fair share in their in the United States military abroad, the NATO nations. Sanctions. Well, God did the same thing with his children Israel. He said that if they were obedient to him and were pleasing to him and obeyed his ways, his teachings, what he presented through Moses for their benefit, not to restrict them in a harmful way, but to benefit the whole society, children, adults, the foreigners, the people that lived alongside Israel, there would be positive sanctions. If they disobeyed, God would bring negative sanctions. The positive sanctions, there would be no famine in the land, there'd be no disease in the land, there'd be no war. Everybody would be, there would be peace internally, there'd be no race against race. Then the negative sanctions, where there'd be famine, and there'd be diseases, mold, plagues, sickness to the people. There would be, again, famine, hunger. There would be war. And they would be carried away into the surrounding nations, areas. Positive or negative sanctions. The United States has used that principle since World War II, and especially after into the 70s when the Rockefeller family introduced, through Henry Kissinger, their loyal servant, they brought in a petrodollar system of trade. Sanctions. We were already ruling the world till the 70s, but after the 70s, we really, the country, really, the momentum and the power that we acquired was unimaginable. The nations of the world, they understand the power and the dominance of the United States of America. Economically, we control everything. Due to that, we can buy anything. We not only own everything, but we can buy whatever we want. And we can take what is not ours. We can go into Venezuela. We can go into any nation and take what they have that they can't develop. We can develop it. We send in our companies and we can develop their wealth in the ground, lithium, whatever it may be. We can develop that because we have these multinational companies such as Bechtel to begin with. There was Brown and Root years ago, which was Lyndon Johnson's wife. Her dad owned Brown and Root, was a part owner in Brown and Root. They build everything. We do that all over the world. Then on top of that, we have our own private intelligence agency, CIA, which is also a Praetorian Guard army, and we can protect the corporations that are conducting operations abroad. So it's quite a setup that we have put together as a nation. Now, I repeat this, and I repeat it again for those that are tuning in for the first time, possibly. Russia and China, in 2002, February 4th, at the Beijing Olympics, in Beijing, the Winter Olympics, Vladimir Putin, Xi Jinping. Putin addressed the Chinese people. Xi Jinping addressed the Russian people. And they declared to the two peoples, to the two countries, and to the United States of America specifically, and to the Pilgrim Society, the secret society in England, in the city of London, and the Pilgrim Society Second Sister Chapter, which is the primary chapter in New York City, they declared war on Pilgrim Society and the United States Empire, the Five Eyes Nations, and America's NATO military bloc in Europe, openly. Before the whole world, they declared war on the United States of America economically, militarily if need be, through technology if need be, through space weaponry if need be. They have declared war on the United States of America, and we are retaliating. This is what is happening in the Middle East. The fuse that began everything was Israel being forced to take out extreme terrorists in Gaza. And that triggered what has happened. That's where we sit presently. We are at the beginning of the long period of a decade-long war, which will escalate, maybe not incrementally, but it'll take small hops like a rabbit crossing a field running from an enemy. They're going to escalate. And this is going to begin and or contribute to world hunger, the famines that are coming, diseases, pestilences. And one of the ways in which empire, continuity of government, and all of the apparatus of terror works, another aspect to that are the diseases coming out of the Bill Gates NGO network of companies that are also part of American continuity of government, continuity of world control. And diseases is one of the weapons that are going to be used on those who resist the plans, the strategies of this coming satanic world order. It's not a new world order. It's best described as a satanic world order, an Illuminati world order, a Luciferian world order. You can also describe it as a, well, Antichrist world order. This is in the thought of the scriptures, the prophets of Israel in the Old Testament, Christ himself, his apostles, and what John, the book of Revelation that was given to our generation, to our time, in the years prior to Christ's return, to reveal clearly what the madness, we know it's madness, but if you can't explain what the madness is, then you're bewildered. But with this madness that we're seeing take place, Bill Gates is part of the continuity of government. The pharmaceutical companies, part of the continuity of government, and also part of the plan to disappear as many men, women, and children, and even the creatures of the earth, destroy the oceans, destroy the forests as possible. And when the dust settles, these individuals believe that they will be the ones who will rule what is left after the destruction. Well, hate to tell them that they're going to get their destruction in the dens that they have to live in under the earth's surface, and the cave, the ceilings are going to collapse on their head.
Hello, everybody in Northern Colorado. You're all looking good. I knew you would.
Keep listening to AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, the best station ever.
All of your electronic devices can be severely damaged by lightning bolts and power surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to EMPShield.com and put KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Again, go to EMPShield.com and type KHNC in the promo code box. EMPShield.com.
This is Tammy with Naturally Inspired Health Network. We created a group with real solutions for healthy living. Providers with products and services we trust. Need pain relief? Christy Sullivan, Vitality for Life. Want acupuncture? Debbie Ireland, Touch of the East. Looking for a medical doctor? Dr. Sharon Montez, Living Well Health Group. Solutions for health insurance? Wendy Scipione, MPB Health. NaturallyInspiredHealthNetwork.com. Connecting people with real solutions for health.
What type of financial advisor are you looking for? A lot of advisors work for some great companies that offer good products, but are they taking a close look at what truly matters to you? Most advisors are unfortunately one-trick ponies and come at you with the same strategy no matter what situation you are in. Most of the time, your advisor isn't even reaching out to you to review things and has no desire to actually build a relationship with you. You want to work with someone who's going to hustle their butt off and compete for you and make sure that you are maximizing your hard-earned dollars. I will work day and night for all of my clients and do everything in my power to deliver the best service possible. Reach out to me, Joey Jaquin, Joe Jaquin's son, someone who is going to compete for your business and truly aligns with your conservative values. You can reach me at my personal cell, 602-909-9048. Again, 602-909-9048.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Tune in to Swamp Fight Wednesday at 5 p.m. when I'll be joined by the MyPillow guy himself, Mike Lindell. That's Wednesday at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360.
That's what it's all about. Everybody wants to rule the world. The Present Truth, Monday through Friday, from 2 to 3, podcasts for the programs, 1360khnc.com. On Sundays, I host the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program, 9 to noon. Join me then also. So continuing, trying to give you how do you condense the thought of the universe when it's impossible? To understand these globalists and the apparatus of terror, control, It takes more than minutes. It takes days. You can't destroy the United States of America. You're not going to change. We can't change anything in this country. We're not going to change the political world of Democrat / Republican or Republican / Democrat or whatever you want to call it. This country is in the Bible, in Revelation chapter 17 and chapter 18. It's called the great harlot, the whore, the great mistress that brings destruction upon the nations, called the great Babylon, a great empire like ancient Babylon that sit that sat in the desert, the ocean of sand, Iraq. There'd be an end time empire much greater than any empire in mankind's history. And it would sit between two great oceans on the north. Well, actually, the west, the Pacific, the east, the Atlantic, the north, the Great Lakes, the south, the Gulf of Mexico. It would basically sit surrounded by water. And this empire would be a young empire, basically 300-400 years old or less, but the most powerful empire the world had ever seen. And what would make it so powerful wouldn't be just its military. It would be, above all things, its technology. That is what would make it so powerful. Technology. Also, the world of bioscience, biotechnology, we would explore the very genome of a human being, and these bio labs, the universities, the corporations, they would experiment. Yeah, the little monkeys and the rats and the mice, but the Bible says they would gravitate toward the most important specimen, mankind. Mankind would be the ultimate specimen. It's like the devil worshipers. They like to worship dogs and cats and whatever. But the highest form of satanic ritual is human sacrifice. Well, when the biolabs in that world of biotechnology, human beings and the cells, the DNA of mankind would be the target. That would all be part of this great Babylon the Great. We'd have the finances, the universities, the government programs. We would be able to conduct research, not on the homeland, but in any nation throughout the world that would be willing to be partners in this whoremonging enterprise. That's why it says in Revelation 17 that this woman was a prostitute, and the nations would prostitute themselves to be part of this great harlot. There'd be filthy relationships between the nations and this empire. Every form of evil imaginable, because these little nations, second world, third world nations, when there's money to be made, hey, they're prostitutes. They prostitute themselves. They become partners in evil because of money and many other reasons. Revelation chapter 17, the United States of America, having immoral relationships with the nations of the world. And the nations of the world are more than happy to be part of it, because the men and the kings and the presidents and the prime ministers and the rulers of these other nations, their hearts are sold. They've sold their soul to the devil. I can talk about people in Africa and the African nations. Idi Amin, years ago in the 70s, Idi Amin, he was paid handsomely by the United States of America to slaughter his people. America, the only one who can judge this country. The victims of the country are every single person that lives in the country. Even the people that are committing these crimes in Washington, D.C. or in the pharmaceutical companies, they've been deceived. They're going to be victims too. But they're the ones that are conducting the evil. And so the innocent people of the land, we are the ultimate victims. And the Bible says this would happen. And there's nothing we can do about it except what the Bible says we're to do, expose it. We are to talk about it. We are to bring it out into the open, and the evil people tell the world their names, what they do, and then we have to wait for God to decide when their evil is complete, and then they will perish. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Bleed Stop, clinically proven and FDA cleared to stop even arterial bleeds. Pour it into the wound, apply direct pressure, and clotting occurs in seconds. No stinging or burning. Minor cuts or major wounds, Bleed Stop is a must for first aid kits, backpacks, and trauma bags. Find Bleed Stop by clicking on the Bleed Stop button on the 1360KHNC webpage. Products and prices listed on the KHNC website are 20% off the regular Bleed Stop website prices. Get yours today.
Hi folks, Joe Jaquin here from the Half Empty Cup of Joe Show. Are you worried about investing in the stock market, especially with Joe Biden in office? Do you really trust this economy? What if you could invest in a secure, collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or the Fed? A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this, there's absolutely no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. Go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI24. You can earn a fixed rate of return that's up to 10.25%. Just call 888-YREFI24 or go to investyrefi.com and tell them Joe sent you.
The Blue Dragon Spa is a man-friendly spa, with women bringing their husbands and significant others in for pedicures all the time. Men's feet hurt too, don't forget. Blue Dragon Spa, 1811 Hover Street, Suites A and B, Longmont, Colorado, 720-680-0492, 720-680-0492.
Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you, in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Just
Chasing rabbits. At least we know where the rabbits are and what they're all about. I'm going to continue with this article. A new landscape of global finance. This is taking place, it will take place, and the nations involved in the new network of nations that are going to de-dollarize, they will be destroyed. They will be under negative sanctions by the United States of America. Negative sanctions coming to these nations. But the Bible says that they will resist and they will actually declare war on the United States, on empire, and on the ruling dynasty family, the Rockefeller family. They are declaring war on the Rockefeller system. And America is a Rockefeller system. As you read history and you see how the Rockefeller family took possession of New York City, then eventually after the turn of the century, 1910, took control of America, it is a family enterprise. It's one of the rabbits that, if you study history, it becomes more clear. This country is the empire of a family, a ruling family. We can't change it. It's supposed to be that way, according to the Bible. But there's going to be someone who will come along and eventually become the final president of this country, and he will tire of the responsibility, and then he will join forces with 10 other powers. They will agree jointly to destroy this country that we call the United States of America. They will destroy it. You can read all about it in Revelation chapter 17, the final verses of that chapter. These powers will give their power to this king and agree to destroy the nation. The Bible says that God will destroy it, and God does destroy it, but he uses the human element as his vehicle, as his way in which to destroy the country. The country will be unredeemable because it will be a nation full of devil worshipers. Now, I have the verses for that too. So I'm not telling you just my opinion. It's not my view only. It is what I have read in the Bible. America will be, in the near future, a kingdom of devil worshipers. Well, that's impossible. Well, what do you think Nazi Germany was in the final years of that empire? It was a nation full of the most evil, grotesque Satanism, death the world had ever known in the modern world. Now, each of the countries brings substantial resources and geopolitical influence to the table, significantly enhancing BRICS' collective economic and strategic posture. Egypt, with its control of the Suez Canal and substantial natural gas reserves, adds a critical strategic dimension to BRICS. Ethiopia, despite its economic challenges, contributes significantly with the vast water resources and agricultural output. Iran, a major player in global energy policy due to its oil and natural gas reserves, strengthens BRICS' position in a global energy market. Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, both major oil producers, not only bring economic heft, but also signify a shift in traditional alliances indicating a trend toward autonomy from Western influence. This is huge. An autonomy from Western influence. The nations want to be free. And if it means that they have to suffer under American sanctions for a few years, they are more than willing to suffer the consequences of their departure from the graces of the United States of America. And they're going to do that. And the United States will retaliate economically in every way. We will interfere with their trade, their ability to grow crops. Oh, yes, we will. It's called weather warfare, 2025, 6, 7, 8, 9, 2030. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton, or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hello, friend. I'm Jeremy Sladen, the head coach and founder of the Warrior Mind, Body, and Soul Experience, or Warrior MBS for short. There's a good chance that you're looking to level up with some needed improvements in your physical, mental, or spiritual life, or maybe you need a complete reset in all three. Either way, there has never been a better time for you to make this move, and here's why. Because the world needs you badly right now. Our culture is in full-scale attack mode on what it even means to be a man. Testosterone levels have dropped by 50% since the 1940s, and true masculinity is retreating into these pathetic spaces. Now, all this gender bending has men questioning who they are and how to fulfill their sacred roles in life as fathers, husbands, and community leaders. Warrior MBS is all about unlocking and unleashing these kinds of men.
Go to warriormbs.com to check out the program and set up a live chat with Jeremy today. Again, that's warriormbs.com.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension, while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3, 2, 1.
I'll finish out this one article. The expansion is not just about adding new members. It represents a shift in the global balance of power. The BRICS plus countries now account for a significant portion of the world's population, landmass, oil production, and global GDP. This collective strength poses a direct challenge to the G7 empire-controlled nations. So you can see the threat. Most of the world, most of the people in this country are not aware of what Russia and China did at the Beijing Olympics in 2022. It was all-out war, declared war. America, when that announcement came, America knew we had to take action. The action, we had to not only take action, but why do we continue to push the buttons of Russia in Ukraine? Because we're at war with Russia. Not because Russia is in Ukraine. There, it's not about a piece of land. It's about destroying the petrodollar. When Putin and Russia made that decision, I'm sorry, when Putin or Russia and China made that decision, Klaus Schwab, he kicked Russia out of the World Economic Forum. And it was perfect strategy by Putin, because Putin never intended to be part of the World Economic Forum system, because Putin had already been working on an alternative system of global finance, which would be a separate system from the coming Antichrist system of the West. The CBDC system, the central bank digital currencies, is part of the Antichrist system that Christian people have been talking about since the 60s and 70s. This is the system that Russia decided to not be a part of, and in the process, they had already begun working on another system. Early in the program, I talked about the SWIFT system. This is a system of trading currencies secretly, privately, internationally. That was the system that Russia used, China, all the nations used. Well, Russia no longer uses it. They have built another system. Exactly the same as SWIFT, but not under the control of the Rockefeller West. There was a time when the Rothschilds basically ruled everything. But the great dynasty of the Rockefellers replaced the power-wise, the dynasty of the Rockefellers. Wish we had time for that. We don't. Can't do it today. Hopefully do it in the future. But for today, that's going to do it. The podcasts for the program, The Present Truth, are on 1360khnc.com. Have a wonderful night. Let's visit tomorrow. We're going to see what else transpires, and we'll visit again.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.